From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis. It's affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rakhine area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
The crackdown has resulted in widespread atrocities. It's prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny the crisis exists. Tillerson's comments came after a report was released by the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces are accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The protest in Mogadishu came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. The government is blaming the attack on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed urged Somalis to take up arms for what he called a tough war with Al-Shabaab. In a speech, he said, "It's time for us to unite, and I call for all Somalis to join hands together in the fight against the common enemy." This is VOA News.